Hare Krishna. So, I have a devotee whose name is Bhakta Nemet Tomash. And he says on the 17th, Ayendra Prabhu's disappearance, 14th disappearance will be. Time really goes by. Really, really goes by. And he's asking, can I say something about what associating with him was like? Well, let me begin by commenting. Recently, I saw a book. Now, maybe that book was about Ayendra Prabhu. I think so. And I read parts of it, especially the part about Ayendra Prabhu in Chicago. Now, if you read that book, I can't remember who the author is, but the information about Ayendra Prabhu in Chicago is sort of mostly wrong. I say that because, and reference was made to me because I was the temple president, and I was there when he came, and I was there when he went. We had a nice relationship, Ayendra Prabhu, and he came. He was a brahmachari, of course, and very, very fiery. We had different talks about his spiritual calling, and I remember he asked to have his own place to sleep, but everybody, temple president on down, brahmacharis, we were all living in the swimming pool, or around the swimming pool. There was no water in the swimming pool, but we were storing a lot of things in the swimming pool. So I said, well, that's, we don't have that type of facilities. Upstairs, the grihastras and the brahmacharinis had better facility, but this is us downstairs. So, but I facilitated, and I told them downstairs on the temple room level, which was sort of a semi-basement, we had temple room used to, because this was a YMCA, temple room used to be the gym. So there we also had storage. And specifically, we stored our books over there, and those books were in a locked-off cage. So I said, well, listen, if you want to be alone, you can stay down here. So that's where he did. He stayed down there. And my next contact with him was when I went to Vrindavan. Now, at that time, I remember I was still staying in the guest house, and I remember I was on top of the guest house chanting, and we were having a discussion over there, and I was asking him what his plan was, and he wanted to go back to the States, and he was very, very enlivened about chanting. He'd had really good experience in Vrindavan. He really did. Ayendra Prabhu was really someone who really imbibed a Vrindavan mood, and especially Vrindavan kirtan. So he wanted to go back, get a van that had open sides, and they would just do park up somewhere and do bhajan or kirtan. And I can't remember for how long he did that, but he did that. My real remembrance of him, and of course this was after we'd moved myself and Govinda Maharaj into what is now Govinda Maharaj's house. We moved there, and from there we'd either go to Mangalartik when it wasn't too busy. In those days it wasn't as busy as it is now, or sometimes we would just stay in the back of the temple room. Mangalartik, or sometimes midday. Those were the times when there would be less guests. And Ayendra Prabhu really solidified the Sukhanda Kirtan, 24-hour Kirtan in Krishna Balaram Mandir, which Srila Prabhupada really, really wanted. He wanted it all in all of his temples all over the world. But it's going on in Mayapur and Vrindavan. I don't know who else does it. And Ayendra Prabhu introduced sort of Vrindavan-style kirtans, their tune, their melodies, their way of mridanga playing and so on. I don't think he played mridanga. And one really wonderful thing that he did was to imbibe in a generation of devotees who the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Madhava Prabhu is a kinship of Krishna Das, and so many devotees that I'm sure devotees know well, Amala Harinam. By his association, he was very strict, but he was very magnetic, very much appreciated by this generation of devotees. That they're, you know, they have his samadhi up in his room where they're, you know, doing worship for him, puja, offerings, and so on. So we had different interactions with him. Sometimes when we'd sing Damodarashtakam and then continue on with kirtan after that, or during some festival like the boat festival, Indra would play when he wasn't playing harmonium, and in kirtan he was playing wampers. One very nice incident was Govinda Maharaj and I were going from Mangalartik, and we were coming up the Parikram Marga and made a left beside what is now Govinda Maharaj's, not Govinda Maharaj, excuse me, what was Tamal Krishna Maharaj's place. And against the wall, laying on the ground, sort of a gutter, someone was there, sort of crying, calling out Radha's name, Krishna's name. And I didn't know who that was. I just kept going to go to Mangalarti. And Govinda Maharaj stopped us, and he said it was Ayendra. Ayendra Prabhu was there crying for mercy. So you read about those things, and I saw him do that. I thought that was very nice. And of course, we met up at different times in Mayapur Kirtan Mela, Ram Navami in Delhi. And devotees really revered him. Everyone appreciated this man has a real taste for chanting Hare Krishna. And 14 years, such a long time, it was a real shock when he left. I was really sorry. But he's chanting Hare Krishna. He's chanting Hare Krishna somewhere else. Ayendra Prabhu Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.